Now, amidst all the celebrations for Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee, a significant minority of her British subjects won't be celebrating. Some parts of British society are hostile to the idea of an unelected hereditary monarch as head of state. And this weekend, amidst the bunting and parties, they'll be making their voices heard as well. John McManus reports.
Support amongst the British public for the monarchy tends to ebb and flow, though the numbers who say they approve of the nation's hereditary head of state and her family are always in the majority. Alongside that approval, though, the calls to turn the Windsors out of their palaces and turn the process of deciding on the country's most senior representative over to the ballot box have never gone away. This weekend, some of those Jubilee refuseniks will be celebrating themselves, but for very different reasons. The campaign group Republic, which wants the Queen to abdicate, say that their membership increases every time there is a major royal event, such as last year's wedding of Prince William to the former Kate Middleton. The numbers currently stand at 20,000. They also point to what appears to be confused attitudes towards the royals. A recent poll which showed large support for the Queen also indicated that many would like her immediate heir, Prince Charles, to stand aside when she dies in favour of her grandson. If that were to happen, say critics, it would undermine the very concept of hereditary monarchy. On Sunday, as the Queen sails down the Thames at the head of a flotilla of thousands of boats, Republic's members will stage a riverside protest. They hope to catch the Queen's attention, but their numbers will be small compared to those who will be cheering for her. In any case, in the run-up to this weekend, many people who don't want to take part in the celebrations have told friends they're leaving the country, though that may be because the government has decreed a double bank holiday.
And a reminder that the BBC will have full coverage of all those Jubilee celebrations, including Sunday's spectacular pageant on the River Thames here in London. And you can follow it all here on the BBC World Service.